Hey, this is Jess from Offshore. You're listening to the sound of koki frogs in Hilo on the Big Island in Hawaii. I recorded this outside my hotel room last week on a reporting trip for season 2. The frogs are shockingly loud, but they're also kind of melodic. And for first-time visitors like me who don't know any better, they add to this sense of Hilo being a really tropical and exotic place. Turns out the frogs are actually an invasive species. Creatures that arrived in Hawaii as stowaways, probably in an agricultural shipment. There are so many of them now that the Big Island actually declared a state of emergency over the frogs back in 2005. It's amazing how much your perception of something can change with a little bit of background information. We've been hard at work gathering a lot of background info for season 2, which is going to be released in mid-February. In the meantime, we've got a story to share with you from Hilo that will give you a different perspective on souvenir shops. Lois Ann Yamanaka is an award-winning author from the Big Island. Her first book, Saturday Night at the Pahala Theater, won the Pushcart Prize for Poetry. Since then, she's published more than half a dozen novels about Hawaii. Here she is reading from her book, Heads by Harry, at a live storytelling event for the Offshore Podcast this fall.
I took a job at Hilo Hattie's, a mumu factory in a broken-down Quonset hut in Hilo's industrial area. Busload after busload of tourists streamed in, their faces smelling like coconut oil, wearing aloha shirts decorated with palm trees or huge hibiscus blossoms and tacky black socks with vinyl sandals. I was hired as the official lay hostess. Clyde Morton, my boss, said that I didn't have enough experience with cashiering and no sales pizzazz for the floor and not enough sewing skills for the factory, but I was qualified for the minimum wage job of hostess. Give the customers a nice chalet, offer them a cup of coffee, Kona coffee, in your best English, and pour it, of course. Then offer them a macadamia nut brittle sampler from the koa bowl near the entrance. Make sure that the tea leaf lining in the bowl is fresh. And smile, 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 even if they lean toward you for a nice peck on the cheek. See if you can get those stains out of the coffee decanter tacky, awfully tacky when it's empty. And Antoinette, make sure your muumuu is always neatly pressed. You're on the front line. You're the first person our customers see. And it's important that you make a good impression. I was also in charge of the tiny tape recorder under the coffee table that played fabulous Hawaiian tunes of wartime yesteryear, like everybody liked the hooky low, the hooky 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 low, everybody. The hooky low, where the low low is the cocoa at the hooky low. And my favorite, I'm a little brown gal in a little grass skirt, in a little grass shack in Hawaii. Through that island wonderland, she's broken every corner's heart. It's not hard to understand that Wahine is a girl of mine. Taped songs in a Bing Crosby croon droned on about swaying palm trees, balmy breezes, grass shacks, maiden in sarongs with exotic blossoms in their hair, two or three brown maidens for every man, colonialism, charlatanism, romanticism, all in the name of capitalism. But I needed a job, and I needed money. Aloha, and welcome to Hilo Hattie's, where Hilo Hattie does the Hilo Hop. My name is Antoinette. May I offer you some complimentary kona coffee and macadamia nut brickle sampler, mahalo. I'd see nobody at Hilo Hattie but tourists, no classmates to run into with the, hey, so what's up? What you been up to, Tony? I taught you. when college. This what you're doing now? I'd be content with Clyde Morton, Howley Boss, so he's easy to hate. Territorial sales lady with red lips and glasses hanging on chains, rows and rows of matching coral and shell necklaces, bracelets, earrings, rings, and pins. I dusted the Koa pineapple serving dishes, Koa monstera leaf dip trays, carved tikis of naked women, warriors, and major Hawaiian deities, lava crucifixes, fat tummy Buddhas, and lava tiki keychains with red rhinestone eyes like the one Peter Brady bought and got cursed by a tarantula on his bed. When no more tarantulas in Hawaii. I wiped the monkey carved out coconut shell in acrylic pen holders and tropical shell night lights. I arranged the coffee cups alphabetically. Barbara. Papapala. David. Kavika. James. Kimo. Susie. Kuke. Gifts perfect for the in-laws. Everything stamped made in Hawaii, which was another capitalist lie. Everything was made in the Philippines, Taiwan, Malaysia, Singapore, China by sweatshops full of children. My father made me take the Helibon bus home from work as further humiliation. I had to stand at the bus stop and wave my hands in the air for the bus to stop. For me, you still got to do that. But, and then the bus stops. That's how we use transportation, public transportation in Hilo. But then when Mavericks and Wyatt started picking me up on the pig truck on the way home from work, Wyatt would jump out, run to the Koa Bowl for a fistful of macadamia nut brittle, and throw a couple of unopened cans from under the table to Maverick in the idling truck. It was a humiliating ride in the back of a truck with a couple of dogs who barked and greeted and slobbed all over my Mumu uniform. Clyde Martin stood with his hands on his hip at the main entrance, clipboard boys pretending he was writing me up like maybe I did a low-class thing against Hilo Hattie. He made all the Japanese sales ladies, the Filipino seamstresses, the Portuguese janitor ladies, and the Puerto Rican beggars get dropped off and picked up in their beat-up Batmobiles in the back entrance. All the yuppie howler and Japanese accountants and bookkeepers he let through the front or side doors. Wyatt stole cans of peanut butter brickle, bags of corner coffee, and Mr. Coffee filters, and finally the whole core bowl full of butter brickle crumbs stuck to a shiny tea leaf. One drunken Friday, Wyatt tucked under his arm the whole core bowl like a football and ran back to Maverick in the truck, whereupon Mr. Clyde Morton fired me right in front of Hilo Hattie's. And don't you ever ask me for a reference of any sort. You have poor work ethic and lack professionalism. I'll make sure you'll never find work in the tourist industry in this town again. He huffed his pink face into the Quonset hut, deducted every stolen item from my last paycheck, and had me charged with theft. The police drove up to the shop that night to arrest me, but no evidence. We consumed it all. Except a bowl which Wyatt flung out of the truck and into Ice Pond.
This is Offshore, Stories from Hawaii. I'm Jessica Terrell. Season 2 of Offshore is coming in mid-February, but keep an eye on your podcast feed. We'll have more bonus episodes in coming weeks. Offshore is produced by Honolulu Civil Beat at civilbeat.org. Civil Beat is a nonprofit news organization dedicated to covering the real Hawaii. Offshore is distributed by PRX. Offshore's executive producer is Ben Adair. Our editor is Patty Epler. April Estrelon's our producer. I'll be back in a few weeks.